KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. High school sports around the area last night. Let's start right here in town as the Atlantic High School hosted its Atlantic Co-Ed track meet last night. On the boys' side, the Atlantic boys captured the team title with 144 points. Harlan with 91 points was second. Lewis Central had 75 for third. St. Albert fourth with 72. Glenwood with 71 points was fifth. There were 10 teams in all involved. Atlantic had several first-place finishes in last night's meet. Chase Mullinex won the 800 meters, while Jackson Eden was the champ in the 1600 meters. In fact, in both of those races, Atlantic dominated at the top. Mullinex was first in the 800, followed by Craig Becker in second. And Atlantic had the top three in the 1600. Behind Eden, it was Bradley Dennis and Jalen Peterson. Same thing in the 3200. Jalen Peterson, the champ. Bradley Dennis was second for Atlantic. Atlantic also got wins from Grant Reed in both of the hurdles, the 110 and the 400-meter hurdle events last night. Also, Atlantic had wins in the 4x200-meter relay, the 4x8, the sprint medley, and also the distance medley relay last night. Also, Spencer Ray of Atlantic was a champ in the boys' high jump event last night. On the girls' side, the team championship in the event last night went to Glenwood with 145 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 95. Abraham Lincoln with 93 was third. Lewis Central 71 for fourth, and Creston 62 for fifth place. There were 10 teams in total in that meet last night. Among the top performances for Atlantic, Taylor McCready was the champ in the 1,500 meters. McCready also took the 3,000-meter event last night. Atlantic's 4x200-meter relay team also was a winner in last night's relays. Also last night, the Rolling Valley Conference held its co-ed conference championships. On the girls' side, Glidden Ralston won the team title with 106 points. Boyer Valley with 99 was second. Woodbine third with 97.5. West Harrison and Cam round out the top five. Among some of the local performances last night, Molly Vantiger of Cam won the shot put in that meet last evening. Also on the boys' side, it was Woodbine winning with 157 points. Cam with 101 points, the runner-up. Boyer Valley was third with 99. Exira, EHK, and Arweva round out the top five. Among the individual champions, Deshaun Carr of Cam won the 100 and the 200 meters last night. Carr also took the long jump title for Cam. Thomas Hensley of Cam was a champ in the 800 meters. Exira EHK's Evan Wilson took the 1600 and 3200 meter titles last night. Cam also got a win in the sprint medley relay event last evening on the boys' side. Hawkeye 10 held its conference tennis championships yesterday. Atlantic won the team competition despite not winning any of the individual championships. Atlantic with 25 points was first. Second place went to Glenwood with 22 points. Third was Kemper Catholic with 20 points. At number one singles, it was Joel Ibanez of Glenwood picking up the championship as he defeated Tanner Finken of Kemper Catholic in the championship match. For Atlantic, Grant Podaisky placed third with an 8-2 win in the third place match over Jacob Buzzard of Shenandoah. At number two singles yesterday, it was Adam Confirst picking up the championship. Confirst of Glenwood picking up the win. He beat Trevor Finnegan in the championship matchup. Finnegan is from Shenandoah. Atlantic's Luke Hohenberger placed third with a win over Bailey Schmitz of Harlan in the third place match. Also at number one doubles yesterday, it was the doubles team of Cook and Driscoll. Jacob Cook and Jaden Driscoll of Creston picking up the title as they defeated Jaden Hayden and Sean Moran of Denison in the championship match. For Atlantic, the doubles team of Cooper McDermott and Niall Peterson placing third in that event yesterday. Number two doubles saw the doubles team of Zach Arenholtz and Jordan Torres of Denison come up a winner as they beat the doubles team of Caleb Flory and Jake Redler of Atlantic in the championship match, 6-2 and 6-love, the scores there. Also on the girls' side, the individual team champion was Shenandoah as they win it with 30 points. Second place went to Glenwood with 22 and third to Red Oak with 19 points. Atlantic placed 11th overall in that meet yesterday. Nicole Gilbert was the individual champion yesterday. Gilbert from Shenandoah was the number one champion. Number two singles champion was Delaney Boyd. made that Delaney Bopp of Shenandoah. Also, the number one doubles championship team. In yesterday's meet, Natalie Gilbert and Michaela Adkins of Shenandoah, as they picked up the number one doubles title. And the number two doubles title in yesterday's meet goes to Brielle Smith and Sierra Stouter of Glenwood. Also, boys tennis yesterday, it was Thomas Jefferson defeating Audubon by a 5-4 final. In soccer yesterday, it was in girls action, Trainer beating Sioux City North 1-0, St. Albert a 10-0 winner over Harlan. Sioux City East over Glenwood 6-1, Lewis Central beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 4-1, Thomas Jefferson 4-1 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In boys soccer, Lewis Central beat St. Albert 4-0, Abraham Lincoln over Tri-Center 7-2, Missouri Valley 3-1 over Underwood, and Denison 3-1 over Kemper Catholic. Also in high school golf yesterday, in girls action, it was Riverside beating Trainer. 255 for Riverside, no team score for Trainer. Trainer had the medalist, Kayla Chapman shot 43, Alyssa Brink of Riverside 58 was runner-up. Missouri Valley beat IKM Manning 231 to 249. Madison Lease of Mo Valley with a 47 was medalist. Tri-Center topping AHSTW, shooting a 232. AHSTW didn't have a full team. Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW was medalist with a low round of 52. Callie Ekman of Tri-Center shot 53 for runner-up. Underwood defeated Audubon 208 to 220. Jasmine Turner of Audubon was medalist with a 43. Also in girls golf, Clarinda beat Glenwood 201 to 203. Creston a winner over Red Oak 200 to 244. Denison beat Lewis Central 215 to 276. In boys golf yesterday, Trainer over Riverside 209 to 224. Jack Stogdall of Trainer shot 50 for medalist honors. Tri-Center beat AHSTW 190 to 210. Zach Matthews of Tri-Center with a 46 was medalist. Underwood beat Audubon 189 to 191. Blake Hall of Underwood with a 46 was medalist. Aaron Gust of Audubon also shot 46 for runner-up honors. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 188 to 195. It was Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning with a 44 as medalist. Southwest Valley beat Lennox 193 to 221. Cole Swenson of Southwest Valley medalist with a 42. Glenwood beat Clarinda 157 to 184 in yesterday's boys golf play. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, it was the Chicago Cubs beating Colorado 3-2 in National League play. Also, Pittsburgh falling to Washington 3-2. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 6-5. Miami over Philadelphia 8-4. Arizona 8-5 over the LA Dodgers. And it was San Francisco defeating San Diego 6-5. In the American League, Xander Bogaerts belted a grand slam, and Mitch Moreland was 3-4 with a homer and 3 runs scored as Boston knocked off the Royals 10-6. In the American League elsewhere, it was Cleveland over Texas 7-5, Tampa Bay 3-2 over Detroit, Toronto beat Minnesota 7-5, Houston 2-1 over the New York Yankees. Philadelphia 76ers may have a bevy of outstanding young talent, but the Boston Celtics demonstrated they also have some productive youngsters as they took Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals 117-101. Game 2 is Thursday in Boston. The Golden State Warriors are about to get their two-time MVP back in the lineup for the first time since mid-March. Point guard Stephen Curry is expected to return from a left knee injury to play in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals tonight against New Orleans. The Vegas Golden Knights and San Jose Sharks played extra hockey for the second straight game. This time it was the Knights coming out on top to take a 2-1 lead in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs as Vegas wins 4-3 in overtime. Game 4 is Wednesday at San Jose. Earlier Monday, the Tampa Bay Lightning even their second round series at a game each, as they beat Boston 4-3. Game 3 is Wednesday in Boston. Officials with Riddell are on the Iowa campus this week as the Hawkeyes will become the first college football team to wear customized helmets. The hope is they'll reduce head injuries, and the helmets will feature 8 customized pieces of padding inside designed to absorb impact. Here's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz.
As you know, this is a real focal topic right now. And so, you know, I think all the people, everybody involved in safety of players right now is working, what can we do better? So this is something that's kind of been brewing a little bit, and we feel really fortunate. I know our players are really excited about it.
More than a dozen Iowa players wore customized helmets on an experimental basis last season, and none suffered a concussion. Outfitting the entire team will cost more than $100,000, but Farron says it's money well spent if it can limit head injuries.
We're convinced right now that this is the right thing to do, and it's going to be better for everybody's health and well-being. So I don't think that part was a discussion. I think everybody felt like, hey, this is the right thing to do.
Upperclassmen were fitted for the new helmets this spring, and they will be ready for next season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom a call at Walnut Woodworks at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.